The show is brought to you by Organifi. Organifi Green Juice promises to deliver all the healthy superfoods you need in just one drink. It's a green powder that promises to deliver endless energy, mental clarity, and fewer sugar cravings. As a loyal listener of this show, you'll receive 15% off your order. My personal favorite is their Sunrise to Sunset Bundle, as it includes three of the best sellers. Use my promo code WRESTLING15 to get 15% off your order today. That's Organifi. Shop.com. Organifi spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-F-I. Organifi, O-R-G-A-N-I-F-I. So go to OrganifiShop.com and order yours today.
Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you
WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Wrestling right now, you know, we just finished off the Evolution pay-per-view. It's a great time here to be a wrestling fan. We got this coming Friday, we have the Crown Jewel pay-per-view coming up from Saudi Arabia. But tonight, man, let's get started with this Evolution.
That was the magic word. You said Saudi Arabia, which, you know, since everything that has gone down with them, since WWE is, you know, pretty much put it on notice, you know, they have never said where the pay-per-view is. And I'm going to find that. I'm going to see how interesting that is come Friday. I wonder if they will ever even acknowledge where they are on Friday.
I mean, they should, though. I mean, everybody knows that it's Saudi Arabia.
Everybody knows, but they never mention it on TV.
They haven't. Watch this. We talking about the Crown Jewel pay-per-view, Saudi Arabia. How you feel about this being announced today? That Renee Young is allowed to be on the announced team in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, we don't have to necessarily say it, but she'll definitely be covered up. That's for sure. I mean, she's usually covered up anyway pretty well, but she'll definitely be covered up there.
Yo,
so
what kind of
interesting? But I think that's pretty cool though they allowed that.
I think this is a negotiation move. I think it's also a PR move by them to try to calm down some of the tension that's going on.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
You know, that she's over there, and she's the only woman over there, and she's doing her job. And I think this is also a way that WWE can say, look, we're making changes slowly but surely. We only been over here twice, and now they allow us to have a woman broadcaster. Before, we couldn't have any women. Now we have a women broadcaster, so I think WWE, hats off to them, hats off to the Saudi Arabia, you know, PR people country for allowing, you know, Renee Young to be on the announce team. I mean, I think it's kudos to them.
Yeah.
You know, I think.
I agree with that.
They're doing a good part there. But, yo, let's talk about this real quick. Evolution pay-per-view, what was your thoughts? You was there live at the Nassau Coliseum. What were your thoughts on the all-women's, WWE's first ever all-women's pay-per-view?
It exceeded all expectations that were ever had for the pay-per-view. And some people may have had, you know, a lot of expectations. Some people may have had little. Some people may have had none. But for what it was, I was very happy with going. I was thoroughly entertained. I felt, like I told you, I felt like I was at a takeover pay-per-view. I felt like I was at an NXT takeover. That's the vibe I got from that pay-per-view. It didn't lull. It didn't drag. You had your fun spot with the Battle Royal, which was kind of to get other people in there. But other than that, from start to finish, it was entertaining. And I enjoyed it a lot. I was glad to go. I was glad to, you know, be there. And I wasn't disappointed by any standard. And that's not just saying, oh, I wasn't disappointed, especially because it's the women. That's what I won't say, because whether it was women or men or whatever, they put on, and it was very entertaining.
Yeah, I thought it was very, I mean, I thought it was very entertaining as well. As I sat there and watched it, I thought every match there was entertaining. It had a purpose. Even from the Battle Royal had a purpose that we got a number one contender out of it, which was Nia Jax. I think they had to do that for the Battle Royal to give us a number one contender. I even seen some of the older stars like Ivory at the age of 56 be able to put on the work that she's put in. Alundra Blaze, Michelle McCool can still go if she wants to, if Taker allows her to. I don't want to say allow, but if she's not doing the family thing, I don't want to say allow. Not doing the family thing, she can still go. It was good to see all those women in, but the match of the night, whether male or female match, was Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair, last woman standing match. I mean, the crowd was into it. The moves they put, from the ladders to the tables to the chairs, everything in this match had purpose, and they told a great story. And we got Becky Lynch, who walked out as a champion, which now I understand why she walked out as champion as we get ready to go into Survivor Series.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Even more long-term, obviously, you hit it right on the head. With her going into Survivor Series, you know, with the champion versus champion thing that they do at that event, you're going to have Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch face one-on-one. And I think in the long-term deal, I think Charlotte's going to be the one ending up winning the Royal Rumble. So why not, if you're going to have Charlotte, which I think Charlotte wins the Royal Rumble and goes on to WrestleMania to fight Ronda Rousey for the Raw Women's Championship, I think you have to use Charlotte to put over Becky Lynch and put her over as much as possible, which is essentially what you do with Becky winning, you know, even though clearly the last man, the last woman standing rules is, you know, there's no rules, but she puts over Becky clean. And I think that's a situation where you're going to use her to catapult Becky and then move her on back to Monday Night Raw.
So do you think Ronda Rousey hangs on to this until WrestleMania? That she's...
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, look at the way she's booked. Honestly, I think the biggest threat, and I use threat loosely, but the biggest threat to end Ronda Rousey's championship reign is Nikki Bella. And I'm speaking that purely from a story. I know people are like, oh, you think you really see Nikki Bella as a threat to Ronda Rousey? Absolutely. The way she's booked, the way the character is, you gotta think deeper than on the surface piece. The way Nikki Bella is written, the character Nikki Bella is written, she's absolutely a threat to Ronda Rousey. And I could easily see them putting the bell on Nikki. When they didn't on Sunday, though, that's when it was kind of like, okay, I guess we're going Ronda in a different direction. And that's ultimately what you get. So there you go.
Yeah, I didn't think Ronda would lose the belt on Sunday because too many eyes were watching on the product. You had people who were casual wrestling fans, TMZ, your ESPNs, your different things, who was watching. I thought they would definitely close the show with her being the champion. I can see Nikki Bella getting it eventually down the road from Ronda Rousey. Yeah. I can see Ronda Rousey hanging on to it until WrestleMania. There's different possibilities with her. I can see Charlotte Flair and Survivor Series maybe interfering in this match somehow, which starts to set up the feud between her and Ronda Rousey. Good explanation there for you. Good point for you. I forgot about the Women's Royal Rumble. That Charlotte actually could win this and choose to face Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania. That is another option.
Yeah.
So you got different options there. With the women evolution that's taking shape, you know, is a lot of majority of the women were involved. Of course, some women who were staples in WWE did not appear at the Evolution pay per view, i.e., Gail Kim a little bit. But we did see Eve Torres. We saw Lita. You know, we saw some of the favorites that we grew up with watching. Jazz didn't want to be in there. She made some statements as well about not being invited to the pay per view or not participating. So, you know, you had some women who were happy about the Evolution pay-per-view and some women who could care less.
Yeah.
You know?
And WWE could care less. But yeah. I weren't invited.
And WWE could care less.
And I don't mean that in a bad way, but I mean, WWE is going to do what they want, and, you know, they can't get everybody on the show, so they picked who they felt they could use. And, you know, I get it. I get that some women are like, oh, you know, I wasn't, you know, but most are great. you know, if you're doing well, you're doing well. I mean, all WWE can do is put on the show. That's it.
Hey, well, let's get to this Crown Jewel pay-per-view, our predictions and our thoughts. Yeah. On the Crown Jewel pay-per-view, it's coming up at 12 p.m. Eastern on this Friday. Many people be at work. Some people on the West Coast be just getting up at 9 a.m. in the morning. But let's get to the Crown Jewel pay-per-view. Let's start here. We have the tag team match where we have Sheamus, Cesaro, and The Big Show taking on The New Day. Your thoughts here. Who wins this match?
I think you give it to Sheamus, Cesaro, and Big Show. Well, I don't know. You know what? This is one of those weird ones where I think match placement plays a difference. If this opens up the show, you might have New Day somehow sneak a win. Although, if it's Big Show's first match back, which realistically it is, maybe he dominates and it helps them get that win. I'm going to go with Sheamus and Cesaro and Big Show.
I'm going to go with Sheamus and Cesaro as well. I think they're going to keep the tag team titles. I think they're this new faction or new group with the Big Show.
Well, it's not for the titles, is it? No, right?
Yeah, it's for the titles.
It's a six-man for the title?
No, not a six-man. It's a tag team match.
Okay. When I heard you mention Big Show.
Oh.
Okay, then yeah, definitely Sheamus and Cesaro are winning it.
Yeah, it's
a regular tag match. Yeah, then Sheamus and Cesaro are definitely winning that.
Regular tag match. Which combination of New Day? This is what I like to do. Which combination of New Day do we see?
You said on Thursday, Biggie. Yeah, you'll get Kofi and Xavier. That's who you get.
I think we get Big E and Kofi this time. I think Big E and Kofi get here, but I do think Sheamus and Cesaro.
Who lost the tag title? Was it Kofi and Big E or Big E and Xavier?
It was Big E and Xavier.
Okay, yeah, then I definitely think it's Kofi and Xavier. Then.
Got you there. We'll do that. Let's move on to
I'm sorry. You know what? For that crowd over there, it's not like it's the American crowd where they get the switch up. You're gonna put the best combination over there for the money they're paying. Big E and Kofi. It's Big E and Kofi.
Yeah, I think it's Big E and Kofi. Xavier on the outside entertaining, doing what he normally does. And let's get to the Crown Jewel pay per view itself. The Crown Jewel World Cup tournament, the World Cup, the best in the World Cup. Tournament. In the first round we have on Raw, you got Seth Rollins versus Bobby Lashley, got Kurt Angle versus Dolph Ziggler, we got Jeff Hardy versus The Miz, got Rey Mysterio versus Randy Orton. Now, we on SmackDown this past Tuesday night, we saw that Shane McMahon added a stipulation in it. Whichever SmackDown star gets to the final, if they do not win, they will be fired, basically. Lose their job. That's a stipulation that the commissioner Shane McMahon put on it.
Yeah.
Let's go with the brackets. Like, it's just like March Madness, bracketology. Let's start here. Seth Rollins versus Bobby Lashley. Who moves on?
Excuse me. I think Bobby Lashley moves on. I think you get a Dean Ambrose interference early. And I think Bobby Lashley moves on from that.
You know what? I give you that. I think we get a Bobby Lashley move on as well. I think Dean Ambrose does it also interfere. And Bobby Lashley moves on. Who does Bobby Lashley move on the face? Does Bobby Lashley move on the face Kurt Angle? Or does he go on the face Dolph Ziggler?
You know what? Kurt Angle.
That's what I want to say.
Bobby Lashley and Kurt Angle.
I think we get Bobby Lashley, Kurt Angle, a throwback to TNA. Once again, to slap TNA in the face, and this match just becomes a very good match here. A very good match between Kurt Angle and Bobby Lashley. So since we're gonna stay on the Raw side, Bobby Lashley and Kurt Angle, who goes to the finals?
Bobby Lashley, I do.
This is where we differ here. I think Kurt Angle gets to the finals.
Okay.
I think Kurt Angle gets to the final of this world of the World Cup, the best in the world, just because of that stipulation of anyone who loses from SmackDown get to the finals will be fired. I think we get Kurt Angle in the finals.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to the SmackDown side here. Jeff Hardy or The Miz, first round matchup.
I think you go Jeff Hardy.
I gotta go to Miz. I think we get The Miz in the first round. You know, I think The Miz gets to win over Jeff Hardy in the first round, just because it's Crown Jewel and Miz is technically, quote unquote, kind of the number one contender for Samoa Joe and AJ Styles when we get to that. So I want to say The Miz gets here because Miz is always good for TV.
Okay.
Rey Mysterio, Randy Orton.
I know Rey just got back. We're going Randy Orton.
So we got Randy Orton. In your case, would be Randy Orton versus Jeff Hardy. My case would be Randy Orton versus The Miz. If that's the case, I give Randy Orton into the finals.
I do too. That's exactly where I'm going. Randy Orton in the finals.
And then I got Randy. You got Randy Orton versus Bobby Lashley. I got Randy Orton versus Kurt Angle. If it's Randy Orton and Kurt Angle, I get Randy Orton to win.
Okay, fair enough. For the sake of being interesting, I think Bobby Lashley wins the World Cup. And I think Orton gets fired, and Orton gets sent back to Raw.
Now, let's take your theory there for a minute. Does Raw need Randy Orton?
No, but I'm sure somebody can be exchanged.
See,
maybe Bray Wyatt, you know, who's been gone.
You see, I would take if there had to be a SmackDown star to get fired, I would say it would be Jeff Hardy, but I don't think he's going to make it that far and send him over there because Raw is hurting our baby faces.
That's true.
You know,
that's true. That's just
my thought on that one. But I don't think he's going to make that far. And I think Randy or somebody from SmackDown is going to win. I don't see them actually firing anybody. But you got Randy Orton winning. Or you got Randy Orton losing.
Yep.
And you got Bobby Lashley winning. I got Randy Orton winning.
Bobby Lashley winning. Mm-hmm.
Yep, you got Bobby Lashley. I got Randy Orton. Let's move on to the next match. Let's move on to this one right here. Let's go with Samoa Joe taking on AJ Styles. I would want to put this one last, but we know this one is not going to go on last, so I'm going to have to throw this one here. Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, Crown pay-per-view for the WWE Championship. Who do you have?
You know, I think I'm going Samoa Joe. Something just seems like I don't see Joe losing again. Could be wrong, could be totally wrong. But I think Joe gets it this time. I really do.
See, that's my thought. I think Joe gets it this time to put him in there. Thanks to Samoa Joe gets it because we saw on Tuesday night SmackDown, he choked out AJ Styles. He choked out Daniel Bryan. This could lead to maybe a Daniel Bryan feud with Samoa Joe. And also, we got to go and play here that the winner of this match will eventually take on the Universal Champion, whoever the Universal Champion may be. So you may see AJ Styles taking on Brock Lesnar, AJ Styles taking on Braun Strowman, or you may see Samoa Joe taking on Braun Strowman, Samoa Joe taking on Brock Lesnar. So this right here plays a big role in what we'll see at Survivor Series.
Absolutely, it does.
You know, I want to go Samoa Joe. I think AJ Styles loses. I've talked to some other people. They said, like, yo, AJ Styles is going to hold on to this thing to break CM Punk's record. If he gets past Joe here, I can say that's going to happen. But I don't see Joe losing again. And maybe I'm mistaken. I think it's about time for a title change to happen in Saudi Arabia.
Didn't we get one? We had new Raw Tag Champions in the last one.
I mean, a singles title. I think a singles title needs to take place.
Okay, fair enough. I'll give
you that. All right. Let's move on to... Brock Lesnar taking on Braun Strowman. Who do you have here? Universal Championship.
Unless something happens in the 11th hour, just by scheduling alone, I'm definitely going, I'm rethinking. You give yours first. I think I know where I want to go. You give yours first.
I think Brock Lesnar walks away with this. I think Brock Lesnar...
Okay, now I'm going to jump in. Here's why, for some reason, see, okay. Well, we didn't do the WWE Championship match yet, right?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, okay. And I said Joe.
Right.
And you know what? You know what? That's why I'm thinking Brock wins it. Or I think more so the lock is that Joe wins his. I can't really tell who's going to win with Brock and Braun, because I tell you, ultimately, still have to set up for Survivor Series, which I think is going to be Joe representing the WWE Championship. And I, this is tough. You go with the person who's already still there with Braun, or do you go with Brock Lesnar? I just,
I think you go with Brock Lesnar here.
I
mean,
think
even
you go with Brock Lesnar too, and it's weird. I don't know what it is.
Even if it's not long,
that I complain. Right.
Yeah, even if it's not long, you go with Brock. If you go with Braun Strowman, you got Drew McIntyre waiting in the wings. You don't have Seth Rollins right now because he's feuded with Dean Ambrose. You maybe can throw a Finn Balor in there.
He's on the radar right now.
Yeah, he's underneath the radar. So who is Brock's competitor? Who is Brock's, who is Braun's competitor if Braun Strowman wins? If Brock wins, you got everybody chasing Brock.
Right. That's true. That's true. I knew that.
You know, so I say Brock. I mean, I wouldn't be mad at either one, but I think Brock has the upside, and I think it will get more eyes watching if Brock actually wins. You have more haters on the internet if Brock wins. I tell you that much.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're definitely going to hate about, oh, Brock Lesnar, man. Why Brock Lesnar had to win? That sucks. We went from Roman Reigns to Brock Lesnar. You know, back to Brock Lesnar. What about Braun? Braun's an attraction. He doesn't need a title.
Right. He gets one. Absolutely, he'll get one, though.
Yeah. Oh, he'll get one. You know, I just don't think he needs it right now.
Okay. Fair enough. I can respect that.
All right. Let's move on to the final match of the night. Brothers of Destruction. DX versus the Brothers of Destruction.
This is tough. Because it's like you go with the unknown and have DX win, and you go with the safe approach and have taken the team win. If there's another, I don't want to do that. If there's another match coming out of this, then maybe DX wins. Other than that, just really, truly a one-off. I take Taker and Kane win it. I really do.
Yeah, I think Taker and Kane that wins this one as well. I think Hunter got his day with beating Taker at Australia. And that you get to Taker, you get Taker and Kane. When I don't see Taker taking two L's back to back.
It's been a long time.
Well, it's been a long time. I mean, not back to back, but it's been a while. But I don't see him taking an L. Plus, you know, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia is a big fan of the 80s and 90s wrestlers. So that's why we see some of these guys back. I see the Undertaker getting the win here. Undertaker and Kane, the Brother of Destruction, getting the win over DX. And I don't think anybody would be mad. I wouldn't be mad. Just to see these four guys in the ring together again is great for me. You know, so we got the Brother of Destruction. You know, DX there. Also, just coming out today, news for those who are listening and watching, found out that Hulk Hogan officially, Hulk Hogan will be returning at the Saudi Arabia pay-per-view. Your thoughts on the Mortal One Hulk Hogan returning at Saudi Arabia at this Crown Jewel pay-per-view?
Got to do something. Sell tickets, sell buys. Well, that's my whole thing. You know you want to agree to it. He wants the money. He wants to clear his name. So,
yeah.
Parents are coming out of that money.
Yeah, it's a payday. It was a big payday for Hulk Hogan. He, you know, we saw. Excuse me. It's a big payday for Hulk Hogan. It's good for WWE. He can be the WWE ambassador over in Saudi Arabia. As I mentioned, the prince over there likes 80 and 90 wrestlers. And who is bigger than anybody in the 80s? But none other than Hulk Hogan. So Hulk Hogan will definitely make his appearance some way, some shape, or form over in Saudi Arabia. I'm glad WWE is going to Saudi Arabia to do this pay-per-view. Stock has gone up a little bit. I'm glad the status quo. People wanted to stop it from happening. You know, I think you can't mix political stuff with entertainment. I think you let it do what it does and let them go ahead and entertain another country for the short period of time they're going to entertain them and get back to the United States as quick as possible.
Okay. I can
read
that. I can.
Yeah. Hey, your closing thoughts here before we roll out here on this this Crown Jewel pay-per-view. What do you expect to see? Do you see any major storylines coming out of this, or is just a glorified house show?
It's somewhere in the middle. It's not a glorified house show, but I think this is your televised prep for Survivor Series.
Gotcha there. I think the biggest thing is the vacant title. Brock Lesnar and Braun Strowman is the biggest thing there. And if we get a Samoa Joe win over AJ Styles, I think that'd be a huge storyline. And not to negate the fact that Renee Young is being able to broadcast in Saudi Arabia at this Crown Jewel pay-per-view is huge. So, those are some of the takeaways.
I think eventually, I think we are getting Shawn and Taker eventually, and they start turning the seeds Friday.
Do you want Shawn and Taker one more time, though? I mean, I know you're the wrong person to ask. I don't think Shawn and Taker. I think they should be done. I think these events overseas are great, but I don't want to see them at Raw WrestleMania. I don't want to see it at Royal Rumble. I don't want to see it at Survivor Series. Overseas pay-per-views, fine. I understand what they're for. For the international crowd, it's good to make money. But for a everyday storyline or a storyline to take a spot away from somebody else at WrestleMania, and I know somebody can say, "Oh, but it earns money." Yes, it earns money. Taker's gonna be on WrestleMania until the day he decides to hang it up, anyway. But I don't need to see Shawn Taker at WrestleMania again. You know. I'm just one of those guys. I didn't want to see The Rock and John Cena again. If you tell me that is a one-off or the only time this is going to happen, let it be the only time that it happens. So, anyway, Wizard, hey, take us home, man.
Hey, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself tomorrow.
Hey, good night, ladies and gentlemen. As always, subscribe on YouTube, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you get your social media. Good night.